Hallelujah. What is the sense of serving God if you're going to be afraid? Amen? Hallelujah. This is God's world. Amen. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Now, yes, Paul said temporarily, Satan is the god of this world. Amen. Small g.
Amen.
Amen. He's the god of this world's system, but he doesn't own this earth. Psalm 25, verse 1 says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And when we praise the Lord, the Bible says, when we take time to praise God, the earth will give forth her fullness. And God, even our God, will bless us. You ought to stand at the gas pump praising God and not griping. Hallelujah. Griping is giving praise to the devil. You may as well just say, Satan, I love you. Well, come on. That's what griping is. It's saying Satan's more powerful than God. I stand at the gas pump and I just say, Father, I thank you for this gasoline. I will not fear in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for gasoline. I don't care if it goes up to 50 bucks a gallon. I'm not going to gripe about it because griping is giving praise to the devil. It's saying he's bigger than God. It's saying you believe more in his power to put you down and under than you do in God's power to put you up and over. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The Bible says God inhabits the praises of his people. And the Bible says when we praise God in the midst of the most adverse turmoil, the earth will give forth her fruit to us. And even God, our God, will bless us.
Amen.
That's faith talk.
Amen.
See, I love faith.
I love
faith.
I love
faith. See, I even love to look at the word faith.
Amen.
Don't you love faith?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pass that around. Everybody just hold that and pass it around. Everybody hold it and look at it. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says without that, it's impossible to please him.
That's right.
That's what the Bible says. Amen? I got faith when it's easy, and I got faith when it's hard. How about you? I want to please the Father. Amen? Let me just read to you. We're going to do things a little different here tonight. Some verses you'll turn with me to, some you won't. I'm going to read to you Hebrews chapter 10. Now, I know that's a silly little idea to pass that around, look at that word. But listen, your whole life is built on that word. Amen? He's the God of faith, and the Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who must cometh unto God, you have to give it back, Lynn, give it up. Hallelujah. 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 Praise be to God. Hallelujah. You're free to borrow it and take it home at any time between services. Amen? Hallelujah. So if anybody wants to do that, Lynn has first dibs. Hallelujah. God have mercy on her. She couldn't let it go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Thank God for faith in the world that we live in. Amen. Glory be to God. Listen, I'm going to read to you Hebrews chapter 10. I'm going to start in verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. That word actually means your frankness and your bluntness of speech. Don't stop talking faith, even in the, especially in the midst of adversity. Amen. Cast not away your confidence or your faith, which has great recompense of reward. Say, my faith has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. But right now, the just shall live by faith. Let's say that. The just shall live by faith. Pastor, how long do I have to stand in faith? As long as you're living. The just shall live by faith. When it's easy and when it's hard. It's not always easy. But it's not always hard either. Amen? You get through the hard times. God is faithful. But if any man draw back from faith, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back into sin, but we are of those who believe to the deliverance of the soul, or the saving of the soul. Amen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, the very next chapter, the first verse says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Amen? Faith is kind of like holding a title deed to a piece of property in your hand when the property's out of sight. Amen? You got the title deed, it's as good as having the property in your hand. Amen? Faith is a title deed to all that God has promised to do for us. Amen? The Bible says, "The just shall live by faith, and without faith it's impossible to please God. It pleases Him more than anything else." Amen? Unfortunately, too many Christian people are indifferent about faith. A lot of our religious brethren, our denominational brethren. It's not a put-down. Amen? Hallelujah. Somebody accused me here recently of putting down other churches too much. And it's not what I'm doing. Amen? My job is to keep people in the light and out of the darkness and from going through the holes in the fences. Amen? I pray as much for the churches on this peninsula that are in the will of God as I take authority over the devil concerning the false pastors and churches that are out of the will of God. That's my job. That's every pastor's job. Amen? Amen? Listen, our denominational brethren, they just take faith lightly. They just esteem it lightly. You know, God said in the Bible, "If you esteem me lightly, I'll esteem you lightly." Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. I don't want God to take me lightly, so I take faith seriously. Amen? I'm just very serious about the subject of faith. Amen? Too many people... Well, praise the Lord, you know, a lot of times people just aren't trained. They just don't know. They're operating in ignorance. They're walking in darkness. Amen? And, you know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. If people are fortunate enough to have a pastor who teaches just faith all the time, they're just not going to grow in faith. So you can't fault them for it. I'm not putting anybody down. Amen? I'm trying to bring people up to the level that Jesus has provided for us through His death, burial, resurrection, and ascension to the Father's right hand. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, I am shouting at you. Hallelujah. 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 Too many people, when it gets difficult to believe, they back off. And they start saying things like, "Oh, well, maybe it wasn't God's will to heal me anyway. Or maybe God didn't want me to have that car that I've been believing for. I've been believing for 6 weeks, 6 months. I haven't seen it yet. Maybe..." You don't want to do that. Amen? You don't want to start saying it ain't working because it's taking a little bit longer than you thought it should take. Delay is not denial. Amen? If God says it's working, and we should say it's working. Amen? But too many people, when things are delayed, they start saying things like, "Well, you know, maybe it wasn't God's will to help me, and maybe it wasn't God's will to heal me." You know, what you're doing is, when you do something like that, you're blaming God. You're accusing God of faithlessness when you do that. You're blaming God for what the devil's doing. Amen? And we don't want to get caught up in that, do we? Do we? Do we? Do we? Do we? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe God when it's easy, and we believe God when it's hard. I want to encourage you tonight, no matter what you're believing for, the Lord would say to you tonight, keep on believing. Don't surrender your faith to the devil and start blaming God just because you gave up. Amen? Keep on believing. Whatever it is you need, whatever it is you need to be rid of, it is God's will to deliver you and to provide for you. Amen? And the angels of God are working behind the scenes to provide for you in every realm of your existence. Amen? Just keep being obedient like you have been. Just keep paying tithes and offerings like you have been. If you haven't been paying tithes, I can't think of a better time to start. Amen? Than when oil prices are the way that they are and the economy is the way that it is. What a wonderful time. Somebody said, this is the worst time to start giving God 10%. No, this is the worst time to start holding it back. This is the best time to put God's needs first, and He'll put your needs first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, I want to talk to you quickly tonight about hallelujah. Faith, right? Isn't that what we're talking about in here? I want to talk to you tonight. Three things about Powerful faith. Three things about powerful faith. Amen? God's not guilty when our faith isn't working the way it ought to be working. We should examine ourselves and not God if faith doesn't seem to be working the way that we think it should be. Amen? You write these down. This is something. You hear me say this all the time. You hear me say all the time. Faith comes by. Faith works by. Faith is released through the mouth. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. In a little more detail than we normally do, amen? This is lesson number 7 on the basics of faith. You're going to be blessed by this tonight. It's going to encourage you. Faith comes only by hearing. Go to Proverbs chapter 4 in your Bibles, if you would. We're going to shoot through some scriptures here pretty quick. Just going to read them with your comment on them. And you're going to be lifted up, and you're going to be edified, and you're going to go home encouraged, amen? Believing for your miracle, whatever it is that you need. Amen? How does faith come? Hallelujah. Faith comes by... It doesn't come by praying. It doesn't come by praying. You notice every time in the Gospels the disciples said to Jesus, Lord, increase our faith. He never did. He told them how to do it. He never prayed that their faith would be increased. Faith doesn't come by praying. Faith comes by... Grace, God's ability in you to do what you're unable to do, comes by praying. Grace comes by praying. Supernatural ability to do things that we can't do without God comes from fellowshipping with God, spending time in His presence. The anointing comes. The anointing that breaks every yoke of bondage comes on our lives as we spend time fellowshipping with Him. So grace comes by praying, but faith comes by only by hearing. Are you there in Proverbs chapter 4? Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's pick it up right here in verse. We're going to have to go through these quickly. Amen. My son, verse 20. And my daughter, attend to my words. Amen. What's he talking about there? The book. The book. Incline thine ear. Please say ear. Unto my sayings. See? Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Incline thine ear unto my sayings as they're recorded in the book. Amen. Listen, faith comes in through the ear gate. Amen. And I make sure it gets into your ear gate when I'm the one who's responsible for putting it in there. Amen. Hallelujah. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. This is Solomon writing. See, he said, incline thine ear. Faith comes by hearing. He knew way back then. Amen? Let my words not depart from thine eyes. Faith comes by seeing. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, life unto those who find them, and health to all their flesh. You been believing God for healing? Has it been working out? Increase your word time. Increase your word level. Spend a little bit more time in the Word. Faith enters in through the air gate and through the eye gate. Romans 10:17, you know the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That word hearing is actually observation. Faith comes by observation, by observing it with your eyes and your ears. Amen? You need a miracle? Believe in God for a vehicle? Haven't been seeing it yet? Pull a little more time in the Word. Amen? Get your faith level up. Amen? Let's go over here. Also, go to Luke chapter 5, if you would, in your Bibles real quick. How does faith come? I'm just stirring up your pure minds by way of remembrance here tonight with some scripture. This is what the Holy Spirit put on my heart to do. Amen? Luke chapter 5. How does faith come? Hallelujah. Thank you for answering me. Hallelujah. With strength. Amen? Luke chapter 5. Say amen when you're there. Look at right here. Let's do this. 15. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, Jesus. And great multitudes came together to hear, please say hear, and to be healed by him of their infirmities. They came to hear and be healed. You can do that. You're doing that right now. Hear and be healed. Why did they have to come to hear and be healed? Because faith for healing, or whatever it is you need, or whatever it is you need to be rid of, comes by hearing or observing. Amen? You can look at it, And you can read it, you can do both. Look at it and read it out loud to yourself and increase your faith level. Amen? You cannot pray for faith. Go to Romans 10. You cannot pray for faith. Amen? A prayer for faith, oh God, increase my faith, is a prayer of unbelief. A prayer for faith is a prayer of unbelief. As of this night, it's official. A prayer for faith is a prayer of rebellion. Did you get that? If you pray for the Lord to increase your faith after what you're hearing here tonight, you're being disobedient. I'm glad I don't have disobedient sheep. Amen? I got obedient sheep. Amen? My sheep understand. Faith comes by hearing, not by praying. Amen? So, get your word level up. Spend some time in the Word. Spend a little more time in the Word. You'll be amazed with just 5 minutes more a day on top of what you're already doing will add to your faith level. You know, it's better if you would just read. If you're not able to read the Word of God because you have such a hectic schedule, if you just get up in the morning, just read 3 or 4 verses. Say you just read 4 verses every morning. It's about 120 more verses a month than you're doing right now. When you think of it that way. Amen? It's about just 4 verses a day. It's about 120 more verses a month than you're doing right now. It's about 1,500 verses a year. It'll help you better than what you might not be doing now. You can do something. Amen? Look at Romans chapter 10. Are you there? What are we talking about? How does it come? Faith enters in through the air gate, right? That's right. And the? Hallelujah. So let's say it again. Faith enters in through the? And faith enters in through the? You can do this. You can have great faith. Amen? We'll be talking about this more. Where are we? Look at verse 17. So then faith comes by praying. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. I like to say it this way. Faith comes by hearing and 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 hearing by the precious holy written Word of God. Amen? Faith comes by hearing. Hearing the Word of God over and over in the area of your greatest need is the only way faith will come to get the job done. Amen? Do you believe that? Go to John chapter 15 if you would real quick. Only one way faith comes. This is simple. This is elementary, my dear Watson. Amen? This is simple stuff. But it's very profound. Amen? Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful God doesn't condemn us because we can't read 10 chapters a day? Isn't it wonderful He doesn't condemn us if we can't read 1 chapter a day? Isn't it wonderful that this book is so supernatural, if you can just read yourself 4 or 6 verses a day, supernatural things will start happening for you and start happening to you. Amen? Don't let the devil tell you, if you can't spend an hour and 45 minutes in the Word every day, what's the use? Don't even let him tell you, if you can't spend a half hour a day in the Word, what's the use? You sit down, you spend 5 minutes a day in the Word of God. Amen? Discipline yourself to read it for 5 minutes in the morning. And that discipline to disciplining yourself to read it for just 5 minutes in the morning will turn into a desire to read it for 10, 15, 20. Amen? Not too many people. The devil talks them out. He says, you can't do it sufficiently. Why do it at all? Don't listen to that lie. Discipline yourself for 5 minutes in the Word each day. Amen? Even if you're reading devotionals each day. Don't let devotionals become a substitute for the Word of God. Amen? If you read devotionals, go over and look up the scriptures that the devotional is based upon. Get in the book, too. Amen? Just for a few minutes. You'll be amazed. Amen? Hallelujah. Just a little encouragement. John chapter 15, verse 7, Jesus said, you know something? Jesus is the what made flesh? John 1:14. Jesus is the what? He's the Word made flesh. Amen? So if you abide in me, Jesus said. How do you abide in Jesus? Abide in the Word. That's right. If you abide in me, or if you abide in the Word, and my Word gets in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen? It's the only way faith comes. Amen? Amen? There's only one way you're going to find out from this book what it is God has agreed to do for you and what He has not agreed to do for you, and that's abiding in it. Amen? Amen? That's the good thing about coming to the gathering. We abide in the Word when we come together. Amen? I don't preach from Reader's Digest. I don't preach from the Encyclopedia Britannica. I don't preach from the Cape Cod Times. Amen? I preach from the Word of God. Amen? Because I know faith comes by hearing, and I'm trying to get your faith level up. I know if I can get your faith level up to where it needs to be to meet your needs, you will begin receiving from God as proficiently as He desires for you to. So how does faith come? So a prayer for faith after tonight is no longer just a prayer of unbelief. It's a prayer of... I ain't got no rebels in here, amen? Say no rebels here. We're obedient sheep. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, faith comes by hearing, but faith also works by love. Go to Galatians chapter 5 in your Bible, really quick, if you would. These are good scriptures. Amen. I wrote them myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I couldn't even find them without the Holy Ghost. Never mind, write them. Amen. Where are we going? We're going to Galatians chapter 5. Go eat popcorn. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Helen says, God's Electric Power Company, GEPC, God's Electric Power Company. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Amen. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter, what I ask you to go? Look right here in verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. See, the law is defunct now. But now it's faith which worketh by what?
Love.
Faith works by what?
Love.
By what?
Love.
Hallelujah. Let me just read it in the... Barbara's over here saying, read it in the Amplified Bible. Amen. Galatians 5:6 says, for if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith which is activated and energized and expressed in working through love. Faith is activated, energized, and expressed in working through love. Amen? If you don't put any, if you don't put any gasoline in your automobile, you're not going to get down the road very far. And if you don't put some word in your spirit, amen, and walk in love, you aren't going to get very far. Faith is energized and activated by love. Faith worketh by love. That word worketh is energio. E-N-E-R-G-E-O, energio. It's a Greek word. It means to be mighty, to be active, to be efficient, to be operative, to be strong, and to be empowered. See, faith is mighty, activated, efficient, made operative, strong, and powerful as we walk in love, even when those times come when we would prefer anything else to it. Come on, we all been there. Amen? Sometimes you got to just grit your teeth, clench your fists, squint your eyes, and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I say it to you all the time. Sometimes the best way you can walk in love towards some people is to turn around and walk in love the other way. Get away from them. If people aren't going to cooperate with your love walk, you can't afford the luxury of being with them. Amen? You can't afford the luxury of hanging out with gossips, unforgivers, haughty people, selfish people, demanding people, cranky people, untruthful people, defensive people, irritable people. You get around, that's going to get on you. Amen? You know, faith comes by hearing. Guess how unbelief comes? By hearing. It's a supernatural law of God. It's a law of the Spirit. Amen? So you can come around here. Here's your spirit. Here's your dried up, sniveling little old spirit right here. You come around here and you start hearing faith. It goes into your spirit. Ooh, look what's happening to you already. Look how much better you look. I preach another faith sermon, and here you go. Your spirit's getting built up. You're hearing the Word of God. You're reading your Bible every day. You're coming around here. You're hearing faith talk. You're listening to faith CDs. You're watching faith on television. And your spirit's being inflated with faith. And look at you now. You beautiful thing. You were an old, dried up, shriveled, unbelieving nothing until the Word of God got on the inside of you. And look how full you are now. But then you get into unforgiveness. Guess what happens? You start acting haughty. Selfish. It's not going to work. You see what's happening? You see what's happening? You're deflating your spirit. You got a hole in your faith bucket. Amen? You're putting it in one end, it's going out the other. Defensive? Irritable? Hateful? Cranky? Or how about this one? Criticizing the pastor because he won't put up with sin. Hallelujah. How does faith work? No, faith works by love. Faith comes by hearing. Faith works by love. Amen. You can hear and hear and hear and hear and hear and hear and hear those words. Every time those doors are open, you can hear God's word. You can fill your spirit, fill your spirit, fill your spirit with faith. And then just watch one dirty movie. Pick up one stupid, dirty book. And just completely run the entire anointing off of your life that you just spent all that time building. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Being hateful to other people. Short, tempered, and cranky. Amen? Hallelujah. Fighting back when little cliques draw little circles around themselves and leave you out. You know what we always say? When somebody draws a little circle... a tight little clicky circle, and they leave us out. You know what we do? We draw a bigger circle around that stinking little circle, and we leave them in. Amen. Do you see that? Yes. Hallelujah. I wrote even a little poem for you. They drew a little circle and left me out. But I had a plan, and it wasn't to pout. I teamed up with love and decided to win. I drew a bigger circle and left them in. Amen? When someone draws a little circle and leaves you out, you draw a bigger circle and you leave them in. You just keep walking in love toward them even though they're not walking in love toward you. And you'll be the one who'll be blessed. Amen? That's why Peter said, don't exchange reviling for reviling. Don't exchange cursing for cursing. But rather exchange blessing for cursing, and you will receive an abundance of Abraham's blessing. It's a spiritual law. Amen. Don't you hear what the Word says about love? I'm not walking in love toward her anymore. Well, you're the one who's going to lose, not her. Not that old goat who's getting you all seething on the inside. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Just open your mouth. I bless him. Amen? When that guy driving that DJ's Hot Wings truck cuts you off and you want to curse him, you say, I bless you in Jesus' name. Betty's experienced DJ's Hot Wings, so have I. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They need to get some people with driver's licenses over there. Amen? Hallelujah. You get anything out of this? Hallelujah. Speaking as a pastor, sometimes I can't believe the way people act and speak towards other people, Christian people. Amen? I hear them do it. I hear them do it. Condemn, damn, criticize, call names. Write to me about other people. And then they're on the phone within weeks wanting to know why this particular prayer is being answered. And I have to say to them, well, have you ever heard the way you talk about other people? Have you ever heard? And then, oh, here come the crocodile tears. But you don't understand how they treat me. So I don't have to understand how they treat you. You're calling and you're wanting to know why your prayers aren't being answered. And I'm telling you, Galatians 5:6 says, faith works by love. You can do it with the Holy Ghost who lives on the inside of you. Write it in your notes. Romans 5:5 says that the love of God has been shed abroad supernaturally in your heart by the Holy Ghost who lives within you. You can walk in love. It's supernatural. He's in you. Love is in you. Say, love is in me.
Love is
on the inside of you. You don't hate anybody anymore. Your head tells you you do. Your flesh tells you that you do. But if you listen on the inside, you realize, you know, I don't hate. I don't hate her. I don't hate him, really. You have compassion for people. It's your flesh and your unrenewed mind that gives you fit. But deep down, as you listen down on the inside, you're not capable of hating anymore. Yield yourself to that. Amen? That's why you got to hear the word. Paul said, don't be conformed to the ways of this world in Romans chapter 12. He said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do you do that? Get in on these sessions like you're doing right now. Your mind's being transformed on the precious, holy, written word of God right now while you're sitting here. Amen? Go out of here tonight. You have more faith imparted to you. Your spirit man's stronger on the inside than it was when you came in here 45 minutes ago. And it happens every time you come. You just keep getting built up and built up and built up. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 13, real quick. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. Faith works by love. Let's just read some scriptures here together. Amen. Hallelujah. You cannot afford the luxury of yielding to unforgiveness. Look right here, not even that much. See? Can you see right through my fingers right there under the light? Oh! You can't afford that much unforgiveness in your life. Unforgiveness blocks the spout where the help comes out. I told you the story before of the girls who wanted, the Christian girls, they wanted their dad. They were little teenage girls. They wanted their dad to take them to a movie, and it was rated PG-13 because it had just a little bad language. Just a little bad language. And the dad said, is it bad language or is it not bad language? He said, yes, Dad, it is bad language, but it's just a little. It's just a little. Can we go see it? You take us. We can't get in. We're too young. PG-13. We've got to have a parent with us. I'm not taking you to see that movie. There's foul language in it. Foul language is foul language. I don't care how small the amount of foul language is. You're not going to the movie. Please, Dad, all of our friends in school, their parents are letting them go. Their parents are going with them. They're seeing the movie. We're going to be the biggest geeks in school if we can't go to school and say we saw the movie. So we're not going to the movie. Oh, please, Dad, it's just a little bad language. He said, I'll strike a deal with you. I'll make some brownies. You eat the brownies, you eat my brownies, I go to your movie, I'll take you to your movie. They said, all right, Dad, all right, let's make some brownies. He said, but there's one condition. I'm putting a teaspoon of dog poop in the brownies. And they said, we're not eating brownies with dog poop in it. And he said, why not? It's just a little. Dad, we're not eating dog poop brownies. And the dad kept saying, but it's just a little. It's just a little dog poop. It's just, well, then we're not going to the movie if you won't eat my brownies. Listen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The brownies do wonders for the dog poop, but the dog poop destroys the brownies. Amen. Your faith works by love. You can't even afford the luxury of a little unforgiveness. You cannot afford the luxury of even a little unforgiveness in your heart anymore. If you're having a hard time submitting to the spirit of love and forgiveness, the Holy Ghost within you, just get down on your knees like I do, and you say, Father, I'm having a hard time. I want to obey you. I am willing to obey you. I will to forgive them, but I'm struggling. So I'm here again, Father, to ask you, let your forgiveness flow through me for them. In Jesus' strong name. And it works every time. It works every time. He's not upset with you that you're struggling to forgive or that you're struggling to walk in love towards certain people. I always say, don't run from him when you're in trouble. Run to him. That's what he's all about. He's not a moody, white robe, puritanical monster just waiting for you to not walk in love so he can destroy you. He wants to help you. Amen? God never gives us an assignment. He never gives us a job to do and then turn around and refuse to give us the tools to do it. Ask him to help if you have a hard time. Amen? I do with you folks all the time. Hallelujah. Will you laugh at that? Hallelujah. I should talk. Right, Bob? Are you there in Romans 13? What does it say in verse 10? It says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. If you'll walk in love by working no ill will towards your neighbor, who's your neighbor? Anybody who's walking in this earth, a human being. It's not just the person on who owns the property, the real estate, to your left hand and to your right hand. Amen. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about humanity. Love works no ill will towards its neighbor. Love is therefore the fulfilling of the law. You walk in love, you won't violate the Ten Commandments. You won't steal. You won't cheat. You won't commit adultery. You won't lie. Amen? If you'll just walk in love. Amen. Go to John chapter 13 real quick. Hallelujah. Love is the fulfilling of the law. We only have one commandment now, not 10. We don't have to obey the Pentateuch, the first 5 books of the Bible. I'm not saying you have to that you should disobey them. But I'm saying we don't have to obey the 10 commandments any longer. We don't have 10 commandments to obey anymore. We have one commandment to obey. Fulfilling this one commandment, which James called the royal law of love, walking in love toward your neighbor, if we'll just walk in love, we will fulfill the 10 commandments. We'll obey the 10 commandments. Amen? Look right there. You're there in John 13, 34. Look, he said A. Please say A. Say A. Say A. Say A. 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 One new command I give unto you. One commandment I give unto you. One new commandment. That you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. See, no more 10 commandments. It's just one. Amen. If you'll fulfill the royal law of love, you'll be obeying every commandment of the Old Testament. Amen. The Old Testament had multiple commandments to follow. The New Testament has one. It's called love. Amen. You can do this. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Hallelujah. Without mountain moving love, we can't have mountain moving faith. Amen. Hallelujah. While you're over there, I'm going to tell you a quick little story. I'm not going to keep you much longer. Amen. We've talked about faith comes by. We've talked about faith works by. We're going to take a minute. We're going to talk about the fact that faith is released through the mouth. But we've been covering that extensively around here lately. We've recently talked about miracles and words. We talked about the power of words. We've covered the subject of the power of your words extensively in past months around here on Sunday morning. So we won't take a lot of time with that tonight. We'll look at a scripture or two. But I want to tell you something. I have a friend who is a pastor. I have a friend. I have lots of friends who are pastors. Amen. Some of my best friends are pastors. Amen. Most of my friends are ministers. And he tells his people in his church, speaking as the pastor, he says, if anyone comes to you criticizing me, this is what the pastor says to the people, referring to himself. If anybody comes criticizing me, or snooping around looking for information about me that's none of their business, if they come to you running me down instead of backing me up, you tell them stop right away. You tell them stop right away. I'm not even going to listen to it. And if you keep going, I'm going to hang up the phone, or I'm going to turn around, I'm going to walk out of the room. He tells his people, you tell them that for me. And then you come tell me who they are. That's what he says. And then you come tell me who they are, and I'll address them. And you can tell them I'm coming. Amen? You hear what I'm saying? Because that's strife. And how does faith work? Faith works by love. That's strife. That's strife to criticize the pastor just because he comes on strong against sin. And you don't like it. And you don't like his rules. And you don't like the way he's just so strong on the word. Well, what I asked you Sunday, what do you want, a panty waist? I don't wear pantyhose. I just want you to know that. I'm a man. Amen? Hallelujah. And what, boxers or shorts, we're not even going there. It's none of your business. If anybody asks you, tell them you go ask the pastor. But he tells his people, you tell them I'm not listening to it. You shut your mouth right now. I'm not going to listen to it. That's strife. I'm not listening to it. And then you come tell me who they are. See, everybody in my church is afraid to criticize me because they never know who's going to put them in that place and then turn around and come and tell me so that I can put them in that place in turn. That's good because that keeps strife out. That prevents them from getting involved in what I call the dirty church. So I'm going to ask you. Do you realize in the past month, how many people we got here. This is a good crowd for a Wednesday night. We've had more, but we've had a whole lot less. Attendance-wise, in approximately the past month, we've doubled in size. Do you realize that? We've doubled in size. We're running a couple of dozen people on Sunday mornings around here. That's happened in the past month. You realize that, don't you? Do you realize we're about 2 or 3 weeks away from the fulfillment of Brother Jim Dyke's word to us? He gave us a word almost a year ago in October, and he said, in 1 year's time, the Lord told me to tell you, he's going to add to you explosive growth. And before we've even reached the year, that was 2 or 3 weeks away now, before it's been a full year since he gave us that word. A month, 6 weeks before we even reach that word, we double in size suddenly like that. When we've struggled with just a handful of people for almost a year and a half. And in a month, we double. It's coming. It's happening. But you know what'll stop it? Strife. James chapter 3, verse 15 says, where there is bitter envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. I'm here telling you tonight, right now, that there's already folks coming against me, in our midst, calling around. Don't you think the pastor's rules are too strict? Don't you think he uses intimidation tactics in his preaching and his teaching? Stop him! Tell him I'm not listening to it. I am not going to be part of the strife that Paul said don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan can add and read a calendar. He knows we're about 3 weeks away from the beginning of the fulfillment of that word. Don't let him get you caught up in it. If people come to you criticizing me to you, asking information that's none of their business, you say, you talk to the pastor. I'm sorry, I'm not going any further with you on this. This is strife. Amen? That blocks the spout where the fulfillment of prophecy comes out. Amen? Paul said again, don't be ignorant of Satan's devices. He's already moving to stop the fulfillment of that word with strife. Strife! Say strife. James chapter 3, I believe it's verse 15. You find it there in the Amplified if you would. It says, where there is bitter envy and strife, there is confusion in every evil work. See, that's why I'm not going to let strife in this church. I'm going to nip it in the bud. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to burn it. I'm going to shoot it. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to stop it whenever I even smell it in the area. I'm going to cut its ugly head off because it blocks the spout where the promise of God comes out. Amen. John, James chapter 3, it's verse 16. Let me read it to you in the Amplified Bible. Amen. For wherever there's jealousy, envy, and contention, rivalry, and selfish ambition, there will also be confusion, unrest, disharmony, rebellion, and all sorts of evil and vile practices. Doesn't sound like church growth to me. Amen. Doesn't sound like bodily healing to me. Doesn't sound like supernatural prosperity to me. Doesn't sound like the salvation of my entire household to me. Amen. It sounds to me like strife blocks the spot where the blessing of Abraham comes out. And I'm telling you, it's happening already. I'm getting the past couple of days, I've been getting emails telling me I'm an intimidator because I preach so strong. I'll tell you who's intimidated. Satan. I don't intimidate people. People are moral free agents. They have free will. You don't have to be here if you don't want to be here. You're here because God drew you here and you obeyed Him. Amen? I don't intimidate people. The devil's trying to intimidate me and telling me through other people now, in our midst, if you don't back off, I'm out of here and I'm taking my money with me. I said, there's the door. Don't threaten me. Don't intimidate me and tell me I'm trying to intimidate you just because I'm strong on the word. I'm all about helping people. I could be making $3,500 a week right now driving semi-trucks for rock and roll bands. $3,500 a week for starters. Amen? It's about $150,000 a year. I'm here because I care. I'm not here to intimidate people and control people. I've got better things to do, more profitable things to do than control, intimidate, and manipulate. Amen? Yes, I'm strong on the word, and I told that one, you ought to be thankful for it. You buckethead. You dummy. Do you realize what the devil's trying to do to you? What the devil's trying to do to this congregation through you? Bring strife into this congregation? I said, I'm nipping it in the bud. Don't go any further with it. Don't let me hear you come at anybody in this congregation and criticizing me because you think it's too strong. Because I preach and the Holy Ghost convicts you of sin and you don't want to change. You know, that's what the gospel will do to you. Let's stand up. We'll sing a song. Amen. Faith comes by hearing. Faith works by love. Faith is released through the mouth. We won't talk about being released through the mouth. You understand that. We'll come back and preach a whole sermon on it probably next week. Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ will harden you or it will soften you, but it will never leave you the same. You'll never be the way you were before you heard it. Amen. Once you heard it. Amen. I'm going to do tonight what my friend, the pastor in California, has asked his people to do. This is not the time. There's never a time to let the devil come in and bring strife into our midst. Amen. I'm going to ask you, anybody comes to you, shoots you out an email, calls you on the telephone, walks up to you toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose, and say, what do you think about the pastor? Stop them. Stop them. I'm not going to listen to it. Amen? Don't let them intimidate you. Say, stop. Think about your loved ones you believe in God for. Think about the healing you believe in God for. Think about the car and the housing you're in need of. Think about your own needs and remember, remind yourself, this isn't love, this is strife, and strife blocks the spout where the provision of God comes out. I'm not going to do it. I'm not. And then, any of you who dare, you come and you tell me who's doing that. I'll deal with them. I'll deal with them. Keep this in mind. We are about to experience explosive growth. The devil's intimidated. He's reared his ugly head. He's trying to get us involved in strife now because he knows in October, 1 year, that word will be fulfilled. And the only way he can stop it is through strife and false accusation. Amen? You tell anybody, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to listen to it. And maybe, you know, some people, maybe you wouldn't dare come and tell me. Some of you would. I don't think it's right, and I'm asking you to do it. Amen? I'll deal with the person. I'll give them opportunity to repent or get out of here. Because we are not going to let one or two individuals who don't want to change keep us from growing by entering, bringing strife into this congregation. Amen? Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? Amen? Don't let it happen. Tell them no! Think about your own loved ones. Think about your finances. Think about this church. Think about the word from Reverend Dykes. No, this is the devil bringing strife in, because where there's bitter envy and strife, there's confusion and only evil works. How are we doing tonight? How does faith come? How does faith come? What are we going to close with tonight? Hallelujah. Let's sing revival again. How does faith work? How does faith work? Faith is released through the mouth. We'll talk about that next time we come together. Say it with me. Say, faith comes by hearing. Faith works by love. And faith is released through the mouth.